in isolation, with limited visitors. Medical personnel had to put on gowns, gloves, and masks just to enter the room and have a conversation. We were in there multiple times a day, cleaning the affected area, bandaging the wound, and administering medication. It was slow and agonizing. There were days when it didn't look like it was going to heal. There was even talk of amputation. The healing process had to be from the inside out, or the wound would simply rupture open and we would have to start all over again. But ever so slowly, hope grew faster than the bacteria did behind the door of that hospital room. There was healing that started deep within, and it eventually made its way to the surface. The day the patient was cleared to go home, we had a party. We decorated the hallway he would be wheeled out through. We applauded for him and his family who had endured so much for so long to get him well. In the weeks that followed, it was strange seeing new patients in room 310. He had been in there for such a long time. Wounds are like that. They take a long time to heal, especially if you want them to heal all the way through. And when something already hurts, if we hear it's also going to take a long time to get better, well, it's no wonder we avoid going there. We are all wounded and broken people. Sometimes it takes getting wounded to remember that. And then, when we are in pain, it takes a long time to settle down and face it. I was facing a devastating situation that was external to me, while at the same time I was on an inward journey to face some dark, internal corners of my soul. Once again, I had no concept yet of the connection. One of my kids had been on a slow drift, years in the making. And now it was clear. The distance and the choices were painful and confusing. No resolution was on the horizon. I felt the kind of searing, disorienting pain that only comes when your child is involved. At one point during all of this, I found myself with a free weekend. Everyone in the house except myself.